Welcome to the Rutledge Perspective Podcast. I'm your host, Laurel Rutledge, your Chief Navigation Officer. I started this podcast because I wanted to talk to you about the things that aren't said about leadership and business, about what happens when you make plans but also make room for the unexpected, about the power of aligning your words with your actions. And I started it because I believe in the power of you. So if you're looking for a place that will challenge your perspectives while lifting you up, welcome. If you're looking for a place where facts and the truth still matter, welcome. If you're looking for a place where the host isn't afraid of calling out her own issues, not just yours, welcome. If you're looking for a place to just be, welcome. I thank you for being here, and I look forward to getting to know you. This week on the Rutledge Perspective, the topic is letting go in moving forward. Now, I've talked about letting go before, letting go of things that you're holding on to so tight to make room for the next. But this is a little bit different. As we move into this second quarter of 2024, and today in particular with this solar eclipse, things really are shifting. I spent the last week and the last several weeks being out a lot for me, networking, meeting new people, having great conversations with people, even over Zoom, reconnecting with folks, and really shifting into a new niche. Still doing what I do, still working with my amazing clients, still serving women, running professional services businesses. And within that, this really interesting vertical that happened that came to me as a result of one, being open, but two, really listening to the shift. And that brought around a whole lot of things in this year seven of the business and made me realize that part of what we do together is to have those conversations and talk about those things that give space to shift perspective. That's the whole point, to shift perspective. And sometimes that shifting means really letting something go to make room for the next. So if you are in a career, you're trying to decide on a new job, you're trying to get out of a new job, which, by the way, I've got someone I'm tagging in a post that I'll do today for you to check her out. If you're trying to just move, if you've got a business that you're looking at shifting, you've been running it for a while, it works really well, but something just feels like not quite right, or you're just looking for the next, that's when it's time to really sit down, pause, evaluate, and let go. Letting go is an act of moving forward. So as I was marinating on a bunch of stuff over the weekend and really thinking in particular about this podcast and the 5 years of this podcast and the 20,000 downloads and all of you who have been so wonderful to listen and to comment and to let me know how much it meant to you, and having a producer that takes some clips and does some interesting stuff and all of that, you know, all the things. What also happened at the end of last year was this real drive to shift the podcast into something different, to maybe just not do it at all. Like, I just didn't do the radio show. The radio show has been sunset. I loved it, but it was just time. And that whole conversation about, is it just time to let go of the Rutledge Perspective? And then I go to an event and everybody's like, oh my gosh, I love your stuff. I cannot believe I'm getting to meet you in person. I love the things you put out. It's so great. And so, and I get all of that. And I start thinking, maybe I just need to keep it. Maybe I need to keep it. Because as I saw posted this week by someone, you know, your purpose is not about you. You fulfilling your purpose is not about you. You fulfilling your purpose is about the impact it makes on others. And so as we go into this week, and as you listen to this podcast, I want you to think about this question. What is it in your career, in your life, in your business that it may be time to let go in order to move forward? And what does letting go mean? Does letting go mean letting go of control, hiring that next person, figuring out who you can turn some work over to so you can do the next thing? Does letting go mean, man, you've been at that company for 10 years and it's just time? You love them. You've put the team together. You really feel bad about leaving this team that you built, but it's just time. Does letting go mean all of the things that are comfortable for you, deciding that what's more important is getting to that thing you know you're driven to do as opposed to holding on to the stuff that's comfortable? What does letting go look like? Because as with all things, there is no right or wrong with letting go. It just is. Sometimes you let go of something simply to pause. Sometimes you let go of simply control. Thing is still in your life, but you just let go of controlling the thing and just let it happen however it's going to happen. Sometimes letting go is letting go of a process, a business, a product, a person, a relationship, a something. Sometimes it's really tangible and you are truly letting it go so it's out of your life. But letting go, whatever way you let go, enables you to move forward if you let go in a way that says, no longer does this serve me, and I don't see how this will serve me in the future, because the future is now. So this thing I love, I'm letting go with love. That product that I put my blood, sweat, and tears in, that's going really great, but no longer gives me joy, it doesn't feel fresh, it's time to let it go. Maybe it becomes the core of your business, the thing that you stand on as how you built your brand and your reputation, and you use that to catapult to the next thing. I'm thinking specifically of Bobby Brown. I started seeing these new Jones Road commercials and I thought, what happened to Bobby Brown? Because I remember Bobby Brown Cosmetics. And then I went back and looked it up, Googled it, and didn't realize that she had sold her business 15 years ago. 15, 20 years ago, and in the sale, agreed to not compete with the Bobby Brown line. So she hasn't been doing Bobby Brown for years. Had no idea, because I'd seen some fairly recent commercials where she was talking about makeup. So that was probably part of the deal. But I was listening to these new commercials, and she said, this balm that she's got is right in line with who she is, what she always wanted makeup to be. It is still aligned with Bobby Brown, who I remember her showing up and talking about how makeup was supposed to be natural and enhancing, not covering up. And all these new commercials are the same thing. It's about aging gracefully, about having a makeup that is effortless. It takes you 5 seconds to apply, all the things that seem to be Bobby Brown. But one of the quotes she says, or one of the things she says in her commercial is, I just wasn't done yet. But this is new. Jones Road is new. She let go of Bobby Brown years ago. And 15, 20 years later, here she is with Jones Road. It's still in her same industry. It's still in makeup. It's still in beauty. It's still in skincare. It probably has morphed into more skincare than just beauty. She's doing her commercials. It's now black and white. It's still very simple. Jones Road, I'm sure, has a meaning for her. But she had to let go of Bobby Brown, her namesake, her brand with her name on it. She had to let it go in order to get to this new thing. And it took 15 years plus to make this happen. But her experience didn't go away. Her expertise didn't go away. Her drive didn't go away. What she's really good at and what she believes in, what's in her core, did not go away. It just showed up differently. And it can be seen, and you can experience this shift and this letting go to move forward in so many ways. You know, I've been in my house 10 years now, and I walked out my front door, which I never go out my front door. I walked out my front door to get something and noticed my mulberry tree had mulberries on it. Now, I thought I had two fruitless mulberry trees. In fact, at one point, I forgot they were mulberry trees. And I'd had it trimmed back and all of these things. And I didn't like the way they trimmed them because they left kind of the suckers on the bottom. So it's like growing from very low to the ground. But it's there and it's growing and it's healthy. And it is full of mulberries. 10 years and it's full of mulberries. But what did I do with that tree? What I did last year was I had the tree trimmed pretty significantly. The heat and all of the things that happened in Texas just really wreaked havoc on lawns and everything. And this tree in particular, I knew I needed to get it trimmed up and trimmed back and all of the things for it to be healthy. And so 10 years in, The tree has been there longer than I've been in this house, but allowing myself to let go of all of the branches, all the top of the tree, to really cut it down pretty low, to just take all that stuff off, to let all that beauty go, look at the fruit that now came from this tree. And I actually rinsed some off and tried some. I'm still a little chicken, but I didn't get sick. So mulberries are very interesting. They don't taste like blueberries, blackberries, even though they look that way. But that letting go of all of the extra stuff, the extra limbs, the extra suckers that are on there, the big limbs that weren't doing well, letting that go made room for new fruit. And I know I'm beating that metaphor to death, but y'all know how I feel about gardening and fruit and flowers and trees. There's a reason the trees are in my logo. And so going into this quarter, this whole year of 2024, I know something is shifting. I can feel it. I just know it. Something is shifting in 2024. We have come through the pandemic. Yes, COVID is going to be with us apparently forever, but we've come through that madness so far and hopefully better prepared to do better the next time something that catastrophic happens, because it will, because we're humans and it's going to happen. But hopefully we're prepared better the next time. But walking into this quarter, really, and this year, really thinking through, something is shifting for the good. Something is shifting positively. This sitting deep into the core knowledge of who you are, where you are, what you want, and what it's going to take for you to get it, and knowing that things are moving, the universe is moving to make it happen. There's such power in that. There's such power in that. The idea that letting go of the stuff you've been doing because what got you here is not going to get you there actually makes room for something beautiful, for this new fruit that you haven't seen in 10 years, for that new cosmetic line that has been in your gut for years that you're finally able to bring to the public. Letting go to move forward is about letting go of the things that are holding you back, but it's more about taking all of the things that you are, all of the things that you know, every scar, every battle, every triumph, and moving into that next, shifting your perspective into what is next and standing strong in all that you are and all that you know. One of the things I told this group in the Center for Houston's Future that I am so fortunate to be in the 45th cohort of, as we were doing an exercise, I said, being in this room with so many of you who are still in these leadership roles in corporate gives me hope. It gives me hope because I'm listening to you and I'm watching and I'm seeing people who are adamant about being great leaders, leadership being about behavior, not about position, about not only leadership in the community and what's going on in Houston and how we can impact this city that's so amazing, but also how you can impact where you are, your teams, your people, your groups, your nonprofits, your committees, seeing them come into this space with strength and with courage and with determination gives me hope. Letting go of that idea that it's just really tough to find good leaders, because I don't think that's true. I think it's easy to find good leaders. It's tough to maintain and retain good leadership. And that's a result of culture and environment and ego, because leadership is about behavior, not about position. So as you move through this week, one, I hope you get a chance to see the eclipse. I think we only get 3 to 4 minutes here in Texas. And with the weather, who knows what we'll get to see. But it is definitely a shift. There are things moving. Think about what it is that you can let go to move forward. What is something that may not necessarily be holding you back, but it's absolutely not going to catapult you forward? And how can you let go to move forward? What are those things that just are no longer serving you or your business or your desire or your career? That doesn't mean they're bad things. It doesn't mean they're bad people. It doesn't mean they're bad relationships. It just means that the season is over. People and things and situations come into your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And perhaps this is the season to let some things go, the season to spring forward into what is new, the season to seize you. Thank you so much for tuning into the Rutledge Perspective. This is a season for the Rutledge Perspective, and I am so eternally grateful for all of you who have listened and tuned in and liked and shared and all of that. I am going to be shifting. I don't know what that looks like yet, but I am going to be shifting. You're going to see some incredible interviews coming up on the Rutledge Perspective, and I will be letting you know what's going to be next. But it is time to make some moves. It is time to engage in a way that's different and bigger and broader. And I love it. So you're going to still see me. You'll still see me on a podcast. You'll still see me on lives. You'll still see me on LinkedIn. You'll still see me giving as much wisdom as I possibly can and sharing as much and gaining as much from you as I hopefully am able to give to you. So go out, have a fantastic week. Enjoy the eclipse. Be safe. Please don't ruin your eyes trying to see the eclipse. And think about what you're going to let go. Thank you for tuning in. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to the Rutledge Perspective Podcast. I hope this little podcast gave you a little bit of insight and gave you some information that you can take and use as you go forward. Please do me a favor and go out to your favorite podcast platform, especially Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and give us a 5-star rating and a review. That just helps to get the podcast out to more people so we can make a bigger impact. And if there's a topic you'd like me to cover, shoot me a DM. You can connect with me on my website, laurelrutledge.com. As always, I appreciate your tuning in because I know you have a choice. Hope to see you again on another episode.